Sibion, am I on? Guy on phone anyway. Good morning. How in the health are you?
I'm great.
Well, I'm wonderful. You know, it's good to be here, ain't it? It's amazing to see this and see the grace of God. And every day, I thank the Lord for it. It's just so amazing. And you know, it's so simple and so easy. That's what makes it amazing. You know, and people sing amazing grace, and never see it. And it's just wonderful. You know, I get up every day, and the Bible says that you hide His Word in your heart so that you won't sin. I was working on a lady's house and went in her bathroom, and she had this little plaque. And I'm standing there using the bathroom. Seemed like a lot of things happened to me in the bathroom. And I seen this plaque, and it said, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." I made it a habit every day to get up and say that verse. And you know, it changes me every day. It's like a new every day. I get up and I get to thinking, oh, got to go to work. And I get to, you know, I think, well, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice in it. And I am happy the rest of the day. And wouldn't it be great if the whole world could see this? Wouldn't it change this planet to have people smiling at you all the time and knowing that nothing is going wrong? You know, I could mess up an anvil with a rubber hammer. I'm telling you, if it can be messed up, I can do it. But I know that Romans 8:28 is in effect. But we know that all things work together for them that are the called according to His purpose. You know, I have repeated that verse thousands of times. I love to repeat that verse. And I've repeated it and repeated it and repeated it and repeated it. And I tell people that, and I say, they tell me something's wrong, and I say, well, Romans 8:28 is still in effect. God's still on the throne. And I say, what? It's like they don't hear it. They don't have ears to hear, and they don't have eyes to see. It's amazing that I do. Blessed are your eyes. Blessed are your ears. If you hear that, you've got absolutely no problems this morning if you trust in Christ as your Lord and Savior. You will never have a problem in your whole life. The only problem be you. My wife came in, she came in for work, she said, "I'm depressed." And I said, "Do what?" She said, "I'm depressed." And I said, "Why are you depressed?" She said, "Well, the people at work." And I said, "Well, you ain't at work." "Well, why are you depressed?" And she said, "Well, I just am. I don't know why I'm depressed." And I said, "I'll tell you why you're depressed. Because it's a lack of faith. But if you're depressed this morning, it's because of lack of faith. And I want to talk to you about sin. Not sins. Sin. And but before I do that, you know, I have, you know how we do mark on the board and stuff, do charts. I have figured out this little chart, and it's took me 20-something years to figure this little chart out. But everywhere I go, I do this little chart. And I'll do it to the people at the hotel. I get that lady at the front. Where I go, I'll show her this chart. And if I go somewhere and I'm there and they say, "Well, wait a minute, I have to get this back here. I have to do this back here." That's my cue to do this little chart. And every time I do it, people say stuff like, "You care if I keep this paper?" I say, "No. Be happy for you to have that paper." Now watch. I usually tell people, I say, "Now, you know what this is right here?" And I tell them, I say, "Don't say no X or no plus. Don't hear that. Don't say that. I'm going to say this X over here represents your birth. Now this X represents your death. This line represents your life. In your life, you have these things. Sins. How do I know you got sins?" And listen, you'll be surprised how many people already know the answer. I guarantee 90% of the people, they know where I'm going. They know this verse. I tell them that the wages of sin is what? I mean, you'll be surprised at the people that know that, that answer that before ever get to it. Listen, I don't know anybody that's alive today
Because I've had people, I say, I don't know anybody, you know, that ain't dying. And people say, I do, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, they got me there. I mean, that's true. He's not dying. But I don't know anybody alive today on this earth that's not dying, do you? I don't know anybody that's getting any younger. But I sure ain't. So, death is inevitable. And everybody is receiving wages. Everybody knows what wages are, don't they? Everybody is receiving wages. Okay? 2,000 years ago, approximately, 2,000 years ago, Christ did this right here. He forgave you all sins. When? 2,000 years ago. You know, God done it His way. Now, you didn't come to some altar or somewhere and beg God to save you and throw down your cigarettes and you drank and all that and boozing and throw all your anger out the door and God saved you at that altar. That didn't happen. God saved you by the method that He chose. And the method that He chose was by the blood of Christ. So 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ forgave you of all your sins through the blood of Christ. Now, when He did that 2,000 years ago with His blood, and He forgave you 2,000 years ago, was you alive? If you was, you don't look your age. You ain't none of you look 2,000 year old. So 2,000 years later, in the future, you were born. Your birth is here, and your death is over here. Matter of fact, your whole life was in the future whenever Jesus Christ died and shed His blood. Wasn't none of you alive. So did He die for your future sins? Yes, dearly beloved, every one of them were in the future. That wasn't one in the past when He died of your sins. He died for all your sins, but He done it the way God would have Him to do it, and He done it by shedding His blood at Calvary. That's the only way it could happen. And so you know what happened at that time? Is that God Almighty was pleased. The Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their sins unto them. There came a time whenever God Almighty said, I'm sick and I'm tired of this world. And God Almighty knows everything that's going to happen. Said He named and numbered all the hair on your head. Said He knows every sparrow that hit the ground. God Almighty knows everything. He said hell is naked before Him. There's nothing that my God don't know. And so He knows everything that ever was. And so it came a time when God Almighty looked down through the future and He seen me and He said, I ain't dumb. That's dumber back up, but dumb. He's seen that mankind is not going to do what's right. Mankind is never going to do what's right. Mankind's a sinner. You're going to be a sinner till you die, and you can't stop that. Nothing on this green earth can ever stop you from being a sinner. And God knew that, and God was tired of everybody and their sins and what they'd done. And so God Almighty said, I'm just sick of this. I'm going to end it right now. And Jesus Christ stood up and said, take me. Instead of taking it in the whole thing, take me. And so, God Almighty took Christ. So henceforth, the reproaches of them, the world, Romans chapter 15, the reproaches of them that reapproach thee, God, fell on me, Christ. And so Christ died for the world's sin. So that pleased God. God said, I'm happy about this. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I can't find it in Acts 15, can I? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Look at verse 23. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterwards they that are Christ that is coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifested that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. Whenever Jesus Christ died at Calvary and took the sins of the world, it pleased Almighty God, and God put all things underneath of Christ and put him in charge. And when he put him in charge, then it's up to Christ. But you know what he said? I put him in charge until the last enemy be put underneath his feet. What is that last enemy? It's death. And then the Bible says in the next verse, verse 28, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him, and put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Well, listen, God is not going to be all in all until Jesus Christ finally puts the last enemy to rest. That last enemy is death. And then he turns it over to God, and God becomes all in all. Well, it pleased God to put him in charge. And so the Lord Jesus Christ is put in charge right now. And so it pleased God. So what happened back here? Whenever Jesus Christ died at Calvary and shed his blood back here, it pleased God. What pleased God? You go into an old-fashioned altar somewhere in your life? That didn't please God. You get up, you're drinking and smoking and cussing. That didn't please God. Jesus Christ pleased God when he shed his blood at Calvary. For the world's sins. For everybody's sins. Now God's happy. But here we go. Sins are out of the way. That's the reason I want to talk to you, not about sins. Listen, sins are no problem. Jesus Christ took care of that at Calvary. I'm not fighting against sins. But I am fighting against sin. That's my enemy. I know it is. And the Bible says the last enemy that's going to be put underneath his feet is what? You know what your enemy is? Come on, people. There's your enemy right there. That's your enemy right there. You can't escape that. That's your enemy. It's death. You're going to die. And it's always been there. Hey, listen, before the law came, before Moses, the Bible says, although man didn't sin out of the similitude of Adam, although they didn't go against God's will, they still died. If you didn't do anything wrong, if you was perfect all your life and never told a lie, never done anything wrong, you're going to die. Enemy is death. And that's the last enemy that's going to be done away with. And then he's going to turn it over to God. And God is going to be all in all. Look in Romans. Look in Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. In Revelation chapter 20. Look at verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the earth fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead which were judged out of these things, which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead, which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead, which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. the last thing that happens, death and hell is cast into the lake of fire. Folks, your enemy this morning is death. One day you're going to face death. And without a Savior, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. You know what I've just preached to you? The doctrine of eternal life. Buddy, I got saved, and He saved me from death. You know something? It pleased God, Jesus Christ did, for my sins when He shed His blood. Now He left it to Jesus Christ. And He left it to Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ said, believe on me, and you'll have what? Eternal life. And so what do? You believe on Jesus Christ. What do you believe on Jesus Christ for? Eternal life. Now you please the Son. He pleased the Father. Now if you want to please the Son, you trust Him, He saved you from death. Man, there are no greater message than that. I live with that every day. I'm the happiest guy you'll ever see. Man, I live with that. I know there's nothing that can go wrong with that. You can't change that. I have eternal life. I'm going to live forever. And listen, He watches over me every day. Romans 8:28. Well, man, there's nothing that can go wrong in your life. The only reason you got any problems this morning is because of unbelief. And that is called what I want to talk to you about. Sin. Now, you know, it's just kind of hard. It's really hard to fight something you can't see or you can't recognize. I mean, it's hard to fight something invisible, is it not? Listen, everything that I have is spiritual. I have righteousness. I have justification. I have sanctification. Everything I've got is spiritual. And to be spiritual minded is to have peace and life. And if you're not spiritual minded this morning, you don't have peace and you don't have life. Listen, we should be the happiest people that ever lived right here. Man, it's great. Ain't it great to know that when I get to heaven and when I go there, I'm not going to be just a nothing and nobody. Or the Bible said I'm going to have a body likened unto His. Not the angels, likened unto His. This, the Bible says that wherever God lives, it's in the clouds. In the book of Psalms, it's in the clouds. Can you imagine being on the planet heaven and you looking up in the clouds, and that's where God is? He's up there in the clouds. His mansion's up there in the clouds, and you're angels, and you're looking up there in the clouds. Listen, when I go to heaven, I ain't gonna have no little cabin over in the corner of heaven. That ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna be up in them heavens. Listen, I'm going to be in my Father's house. I'm not a servant. I'm a son. I've got it all. I've got it all here. I got it all there. My goodness, ain't that wonderful. Amazing grace. They sing it all the time and don't even know what it is. My goodness. I live with that every day. But you know something? That's still prevalent. Pops his little head up all the time. I get up in the morning and catch myself worrying about this, worrying about that, and then I say that verse, and on later in the day I get that. My brother says all the time, that's that old man. He pops up. And it is. And I forget about it and go on. I love that guy right there to death, but I do him the same way, and we do it every day. You know, it's amazing to know the truth. And let me tell you something about sin. Sin is unbelief. No matter how you look at it, sin is unbelief. And if you're sitting there this morning, like Kim did for years and years and years, and I understand that. I had my son do that. I didn't do it, but I mean, don't, because I didn't do it, don't mean other people don't do it. People get saved in different ways, not different gospels, but in different methods, and God uses everybody. And you know what's so amazing about that? Is that God tailor-made this message for this morning. But you know something? God tailor-made every one of you and gave you His message to go to somebody that only you could go to. And only you could do it! Go God has tailor-made everything. Everything's perfect. Everything's in place. There's nothing out of place. And that goes on day on and day out, does it not? Do we not know that even if we pray wrong, God straightens that up? There are absolutely no problems to those that believe, unless you make it a problem. I've had people come up to me, and I feel like a failure. I mean, I feel like I've failed. The biggest failure ever was, hey, my dad-in-law, he come to town. You know a lot about the Bible? Won't you come talk to him? Man, I feel like a failure. I didn't convey it to that person that they're tailor-made for that situation. And if I went to it, I would screw it up. I told you I'd screw up an anvil with a rubber hammer, didn't I? I would screw up the whole city. They wouldn't even listen no more if I went to them. But if you went to them, and you went to them knowing that God had called you to go to them, you see, you're calling, brother, and God Taylor made the message. So I messed it up. No, you're perfect. You're the perfect vessel for Him to use. Nobody could do it better than you. And God honors that. Simple faith. But sin, see, He says, oh, if I was to tell him, I'd mess it up. And you recognize sin. That's what sin is. Sin is that which gives you doubt. And you doubt God. And you doubt the greatness of God. And sin is there all the time. And you know something? When I read my Bible, and I get to studying my Bible, especially in the book of Romans, and I get to looking at sin and what sin is stronger than the law. The law is no match for sin. I mean, it is no match for it. You know what a law is, don't you? You see that marker? When I drop that marker, falls, don't it? Well, what if I drop it again? Falls again, don't it? It's called the law of gravity. It's never changing. And you know, Paul talked about the law of sin and death versus the law of life in Christ Jesus. The law of sin and death is constantly at you, ain't it? It's constantly nagging at you, and you're thinking, oh, I can't. I heard that yesterday evening. I said, no, I'll say you won't. Well, there ain't no such thing as can't. You just won't. And you have to stand up to sin and say, nah, that ain't true. Now look in Romans chapter 6. And you know, make it chapter 6. In Romans chapter 6, you know, we got a small church, it's just a handful. You know, and that's just what God wants. If He wants one, that's fine. And if it's only me, that's fine too. Because me and God make a majority. That's right. When you're right with Christ, you're in the majority right there, buddy. You know? So I'm not in the minority, I'm in the majority. Look in Romans chapter 6. At Romans chapter 6, look at verse 12. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandments holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. And so what the law did, the law showed me that invisible thing that's there, the sin that came in through Adam. And with that, I can see it. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not lie. How many of you hadn't lied? Raise your hand. I don't see a liar in here. There he is. I knew it was coming. Yeah? We've all stole. Well, we born with that. Well, I watch my little grandkids. I love them all to death. Got a dozen of them. What a baker does. I think he's got one more. That's what a baker does. There's one more, 13. But, you know, I watch them, and they have other kids' toys and stuff. Sneak it underneath the shirt and they get out with it, you know. Hiding that toy, you know. You know how to teach them, man. Actually, they already know that, see. They're born with it. That's what came in through Adam. And you wouldn't know that was really wrong, you know, unless you read the law, see. And the law is that which shows you that you're evil. We're all. Do you know reason a liar lies anyway? Does anybody know reason a liar lies? He born one. The reason a a thief steal? Because he's born one. I'm looking at a bunch of liars and a bunch of thieves. I'm looking at a bunch of them. Sorry, rotten, low-down bunch of people.
Just as dumb as I am. But there wasn't dumber back there. I mean, he just didn't wear his tag. But that's what we are we not? We're sinners. We're all sinners. And you cannot get rid of that. And it's causing you to die. And you're going to die.
So for you to be saved, you trust Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now I have eternal life.
Why? Because of what He did, not what I do.
And the law shows me that. It's like a mirror. Y'all heard that illustration? How you look in that mirror and you see dirt on your face and, you know, and stuff like that. But that mirror don't take the dirt off your face, does it? It just shows you that you're dirty.
When I look at the law, it shows me that I'm a sinner. It don't do nothing about it. It just shows me that. Listen, sin is greater than the law. Even though I see that and I stop doing all those things, I cannot save myself because I'm going to die. I need a Savior, and the reason I need a Savior is because I'm going to die. And when I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I trusted that He'd save me from death. Therefore, I have eternal life. And there ain't nobody on the face of this earth can tell me any different. I have eternal life. I'm going to live forever. I'm so thankful for that. Sin is stronger than the law. And if you read Romans chapter 14 on, what Paul says, sin is stronger than the flesh. I mean, if you read what Paul, look what Paul says in Romans chapter 14. It's verse 15. For that which I do I allow not, for that which I would that I do not, but what I hate that I do. If then I do that which it would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. You ever thought about that? It's no longer I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Listen, I don't want to sin. I'd be the happiest man in the world if I could get up in the morning and I didn't have to worry about that. I mean, I didn't have to worry about none of the things that my flesh craves. I'd be the happiest person that ever. I'm happy anyway, because I know that I don't have to deal with that. But I would be happy if I didn't have to deal with it. Sin is stronger than the flesh. You cannot beat it. Because Paul said, the things that I would not do, that I do. The things which I hate, that I do. He said, it's no longer I. He's talking about his own will that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. That's something that drives me, and every once in a while it just wins, and I can't conquer it. Never will conquer. The flesh is there, and sin is stronger than the law. Sin is stronger than the flesh. And that's what Paul's preaching about. That thing that came in through Adam over there is there with you, and it's going to cause you to die. There is your enemy right there. Know your enemy. Like I said, the army, know your enemy. Know what it is. That's sin. Now look what Paul says. I'll skip down a little bit. He comes down to verse 21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my member. Now you know what a law is, don't you? It's never changing. I see another law in my member. Warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into the captivity to the law of sin which is in my memory. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. I'm dying every day, but I have eternal life. In my mind, I look at it. You know, I see myself getting older and older and older, and I'm happy. I just had a heart attack, and they put a stent in my heart. And when it happened to me, it's like somebody beat me in the elbow with hammers. I said, oh,
Oh, my elbows were just killing me, Never heard nothing, I never seen nothing like that. Elbows aching like that, and for an hour, So I finally went to the hospital. I got in the hospital. I got in the emergency room. I said, I need to talk to Dr. House. They said, do what? I said, yeah, I need to talk to Dr. House, And they said I was having a heart attack, and I was trying to find out what was going on. They thought I was trying to talk my way out of it, I was just trying to find out, what my options here, And they took me in there, and I laid there all night, and they put stuff in me and all that kind of stuff, and then put the stent in my heart. And I kind of chided with God. I liked it, just went on. But it ain't nothing here. I mean, once you've seen the truth, like the Apostle Paul, they stoned him to death, drug him outside the city as being, supposed to being dead. He just got right back and went back in the city. It didn't bother him. He didn't seem to have got a glimpse of glory. I want to go home. And there's no reservation there. And only sin will tell you, you want to see your grandkids grow up. That's sin. See? Sin is there, ain't it? It's constantly nagging us, trying to get us to doubt God. If you walk by faith, you know that everything's perfect. And if you got a doubt in your mind right now, and you sit there thinking, am I saved? Am I not saved? That's your enemy. Right there. Recognize him. Put it to rest today. Crucify that old man that's there. Put him to rest. Trust Jesus Christ that he'll save you from death and then have eternal life.